This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. In its first annual report, the state's Office of the Child Advocate calls for a variety of legislative fixes to the problems facing children in the state. In it, OCA Director Moira O'Neill praised lawmakers for the work done so far, but she says more work is needed. And she joins me now. Moira, welcome to the program.
Hi, Peter. Thank you so much for having me.
So you've said that right now, the way our system is set up, we wait around for children to be battered and beaten before we help them. So what, in your opinion, can lawmakers do to sort of help those children, help identify those children before the horrible things happen to them?
Really important question and key takeaway from the report was the fact that we don't have a really comprehensive system of care for children. So even when we bring them into the system, we may not be really equipped to meet their needs. So number one, setting up a system where we're doing standardized assessments of all children when they are coming into the system. And number two, having an array of services to be able to match with those needs that are identified for individual children. Mm-hmm. But the system of care itself actually goes beyond DCYF. It's what they call upstream. So let's set up a system where when children are in crises, when families aren't sure what to do, that there's someone they can call who can come and help them sort of sort that out. If they need services, direct them to services that exist and that are effective. So it's sort of all the way around the whole picture, helping parents understand children and child development, helping them develop skills to be able to deal and cope with problems when they come up, and then when they do need help, having the help there, that's there.
You also write in this report that the legal definition of psychological abuse is vague right now. In your view, what kind of psychological abuse is happening that doesn't fall under the current legal definition?
So the legal definition really doesn't describe any particular action. What it describes is a child who is suffering some condition that seems to be the result of psychological abuse, but we don't actually explain what psychological abuse or maltreatment is. And that's really critical because it's a really pervasive phenomenon, in not just here in New Hampshire, but all across the nation. We're seeing problems with really identifying this. It's the berating and the bullying and the constant picking on or ignoring or not taking care of medical needs. I mean, psychological abuse is just not being there as a parent. And perhaps being there as a bully.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of language would you suggest lawmakers use if they're going to rewrite this definition of psychological abuse?
Well, I think we certainly need to consult with experts who really could give us a good definition of it. But I would imagine that it will include what I'm saying. You know, we know that when someone hits or breaks a bone or, it does some physical harm, it's very clear what that is. So we need to have some examples of what psychological maltreatment is, like what I just mentioned to you.
You offer some praise to the state for upping the number of caseworkers for DCYF, but you're also calling for, I believe it was 104 positions at DCYF, as well as 15 nurses. If I'm a legislator listening to this, I might think, wow, that's a pretty big ask. But can you spell out what the situation would look like from your perspective if all those 104 positions were filled and if we did get those 15 nursing positions that you're calling for? What would the things look like for children in New Hampshire?
Sure. One of the things that we're really focused on is the caseload of the caseworker who does the initial risk assessment. So someone calls DCYF and says, you know, I think someone's abusing their child. Someone has to go out and investigate that. Right now, with those 33 positions and some other actions that were taken the year before, the caseload is about 40. The standard is 12.
So just to clarify, within that 104 positions, some of those are caseworkers. And would that new number of additional caseworkers bring the average load down to 12 families
yes,
per caseworker?
That's what these are what are called the prioritized budget items that came out before the budget was put in. And we were really grateful that Director Ribson made that available so we understand, really, we have a good inventory of what the need is there.
So if I am a member of one of those 12 families, would I expect to see my DCYF caseworker more regularly, and can I expect that this DCYF caseworker would know me and my situation a little more intimately and it follows perhaps serve me better? Is that the idea?
Well, I'll tell you one thing for sure. That caseworker is going to call you back, because that's our number one complaint that we get every day, that caseworkers are not calling people back. And that's really important. That speaks to the trust that you build with someone. You know, something happens, whether you're calling in an allegation or you're the subject of one, you want to be able to communicate. That's really important. And yes, you'll have more time. You'll be able to assess risk with more depth.
This is your first report as child advocate, first annual report. What do you hope happens with it overall?
New Hampshire has a limited number of children, and they are the future of this state. So it's very important that we pay attention. If we're investing millions and millions of dollars into a child welfare and juvenile justice system, we want it to be the right system. There was a time a few years ago when this state was a model for other states, and we need to get back there. We want to do a really good job.
Moira O'Neill, Director of the State's Office of the Child Advocate, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much, Peter.